This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica, a short feature that explores the realm beyond the five senses with a story about the ghost in the farmhouse. Have you ever seen a ghost? How do you know when you are seeing a ghost? Is it a vision? Is it a sensation? There have been many times when I thought I was seeing a ghost, but without corroboration from others who are sharing the experience, I don't always trust my own perceptions. After all, it might be, as Scrooge said when confronted by Marley's ghost, just a bit of underdone potato. But there have been times when I have seen a ghost and others have seen it too, so I knew it was not just a case of indigestion. One such time was when I was attending a party at the home of the woman I worked for at the medical school. And the party had the usual gathering of doctors, medical students, and medical school staff, a naturally scientific bunch of people, unlikely to give way to flights of fancy. The house where the party took place was an old farmhouse built in the early 1800s and enlarged by adding sections so that by the end of the century the house had a long row of attached rooms, which one accessed by passing through one room to another. I'm stressing the layout because it is important in understanding how the ghost sighting happened. If you went in the front door, you could go to the right to the dining room and kitchen, you could go straight upstairs to the three bedrooms, or you could go to the left, where the additions had been made, and pass along the front wall through the living room, study, and small bedroom at the end. The furniture was naturally arranged to allow an unimpeded walkway from the front door all the way to the back bedroom. On the night of this party, people were sitting and standing grouped around the living room. Two doctors stood talking in the walkway. I was standing in the middle of the room facing the walkway. I was talking with two medical students who faced each other, so I had a clear view of this walkway. We were discussing a lecture I had given, and our attention was fully engaged on the topic. It was then that I noticed a person striding purposefully along the walkway from the direction of the study. This person appeared to me to be a middle-aged man wearing a dark, old-fashioned suit and overcoat and adjusting a dark hat upon his head. It was an oddly filmy image, moving in and out of focus, and only a few parts of the man's body were visible at any one moment. As he passed by the two doctors standing in the walkway, they shifted their position slightly, as if they meant to let him pass. But they kept on talking and did not look around, seemingly unaware of the reason for their shift in position. As the figure passed in front of me, both medical students turned their heads slightly in his direction at the same time, and then resumed talking. The figure passed into the front hall and was gone. The hair stood up on my scalp, my usual reaction to ghostly energy, and I wondered if the doctors and the medical students had experienced it too. I was intrigued and tried to think of a way to find out without just blurting out, "Hey, did any of you just see that ghost walk by?" I asked the medical students I'd been talking with why they had each turned their heads at the same time a moment ago. "I guess I thought I saw somebody out of the corner of my eye," said one student after a moment's consideration. "Yeah," agreed the second student. "I thought somebody walked by, but it was nothing." I persisted. "And what did you think this person was wearing?" "Wearing? Oh, I don't know, dark clothing maybe, like a man would wear," answered one student. "Yeah," agreed the other student, "but there wasn't anybody, just our imagination." And they resumed the conversation, unconcerned and uninterested in my odd questions. Next morning, I asked my friend if she had a ghost living in her farmhouse. She laughed and said the house was certainly old enough to have a ghost, but no, she had never seen one. She said the house had once belonged to a doctor who practiced for several decades at the end of the 19th century. It was he who had added the study and bedroom. Sometimes he slept in the back bedroom when he expected to be called in the middle of the night to attend a patient. That way his family would not be disturbed. I began to understand that we had probably seen the doctor's ghost. The clothing was certainly right for the late 19th century. Perhaps he was responding to a summons from a patient, striding out of his study or bedroom to get his horse and go with a visitor to the home of the sick person. I never told my friend who owned the farmhouse or any of the other doctors and medical students what we had experienced that night. I doubted anyone would believe me or be particularly interested. But the unconscious reactions of others at the party confirmed my experience, and I was content with that. I had seen the ghost of the good doctor going about his business of caring for his patients. Thanks for listening. This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica.